Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I am your host, Knox, and today we're back with our once-per-season episode on secret societies. And today we'll be talking about Skull and Bones. And before we begin, we are officially halfway through Season 3. Can you believe it? It seems like only yesterday we were beginning Season 1, and here we are, already halfway through Season 3. I can't wait to share everything else I have with you and begin our new journey in Season 4. So let's dive into the Skull and Bones Society, shall we? Skull and Bones was founded in 1832 at Yale University in Connecticut. It is also known as the Order, Order 322, or the Brotherhood of Death, which, cool name, but at the same time, you kind of gotta side-eye it a little bit, because it's like, what are y'all doing in this Brotherhood of Death? Like, does Yale know? Does Yale know that y'all call yourselves this? Like, what do you do? What are y'all doing in this club that you would be known as the Brotherhood of Death? Cool, I'm still on the cool name, but like, why? I just want to know why. And I'm not like, it's not like a judgmental why. I'm very curious. I'm curious by nature and I want to know. And I also want to know who came up with the Brotherhood of Death. Was it just like one of those things where they were sitting around drinking after hours, bunch of college kids, and they were like, you know, let's fuck with people. And let's call ourselves the Brotherhood of Death and make them really curious and also kind of afraid of us. And then that was how the name was born. Like, I want to know. But I don't know why. I don't have answers for that. So if anybody that is a part of this Skull and Bones Society that is listening to this, because, yeah, I highly doubt that you are, but if you are, could you tell me, like, is it a secret or can I know? Because I want to know. You can hit me up in my email, getspookywithme@gmail.com, if you want to tell me. So that's all. That's my question. Why? Anyways, it was one of the main three secret societies at Yale, the other two being Wolf's Head Society and Scroll and Key. Members of this society were known as Bonesmen, initiated to the Order, or Members of the Order. It is still active today, and here are some notable members of the Skull and Bone Society from years past. Frederick Wallace Smith, who is the founder of FedEx, George H.W. Bush, who was the 41st President of the United States, William Howard Taft, who was the 27th President of the United States, and Charles Herbert Levin, who is an actor. The place where they meet is known as the Tomb. There were three different phases to the building process when the Tomb was created. In 1856, the first wing was built, followed by the second in 1903. Neo-Gothic towers were then added in 1912 at the rear garden. Everts Tracy was one of the two people to design the towers and was actually a bonesman himself in 1890. Edgerton Swartwout, and I hope I said that right, I looked it up and everything. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not entirely sure if I said that right. I think I did. I practiced. But I don't know, so I apologize if that's wrong. But I looked it up, and I tried. I wanted to get that right. But Edgerton was the other person to help design the towers, and I didn't see anything about him being a bonesman himself. I don't think he was. I think it was just Tracy that was the bonesman. As well as having this meeting place, they also have a retreat known as Deer Island, and that's deer as in the animal and not as the term of endearment. Alexander Robbins is an author that wrote a book on secret societies at Yale and had this to say about Deer Island, quote, "The 40-acre retreat is intended to give bonesmen an opportunity to get together and rekindle old friendships. A century ago, the island sported tennis courts and its softball fields were surrounded by rhubarb plants and gooseberry bushes. Catboats waited on the lake, stewards catered elegant meals, but although each new Skull and Bones member still visits Deer Island, the place leaves something to be desired. Now it is just a bunch of burned-out stone buildings, a patriarch size. It's basically ruins." Another bonesman said that to call the island rustic would be to glorify it. "It's a dump, but it's beautiful." End quote. Who is allowed into the Skull and Bones Society? Well, there for a while, unsurprisingly, it was white men, and more specifically, rich white Protestant men. Although a Jewish football player named Al Hesburgh class of 1938 was allowed into the society, and an African American football player named Levi Jackson, class of 1950, was invited in as well, but he turned down the offer. In 1992, that was the first time women were allowed to join the Skull and Bones Society. What are some other things about the Skull and Bones Society? The number 322 seems to be important to them. They are known as Order 322, as well as the Brotherhood of Death. It appears on their insignia, and many believe that is a reference to the year 322 BCE. People believe that members of the Skull and Bones count years from this date onward instead of the ones that we use today. Members have nicknames that are assigned to them. Many of these names come from mythology, literature, or religion. Mick George Bundy was known as Odin, King of the Norse Gods, and George H.W. Bush was known as Magog from the Bible, and this person, Magog, was associated with apocalyptic traditions. I believe it was it a person? I did research on this, but it comes from the Bible. Not gonna lie, I kind of want to know what my nickname would be if I was given one, if I was a part of the society. I would hope it would be something from Greek mythology. You all know I'm a huge nerd when it comes to mythology, but since I never went to Yale, I will never have my own nickname or belong to this society. Amongst having nicknames, they practice something called crooking. What is crooking, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Crooking is when a member of the Skull and Bones Society would steal something from another secret society, and they would try to outdo one another when they did this. There are also rumors that they have skulls of Geronimo, Martin Van Buren, and Pancho Villa, which have all been stolen. And you want to know something else? There are rumors that this group is a branch of the Illuminati. They also have rumors that the Skull and Bones are aiming for world domination and that they control the CIA, which, gotta say, a little scary if they can control all these things, but I highly doubt those rumors are true. It's probably just where they're a secret society, people are fascinated, rumors start flying about, you know how it is. So I doubt there's really any truth in that. There might be some, I don't know, because once again, I am not a part of the society, so I don't know what goes on in meetings, what they talk about, what their, manifest is, all of that good stuff. So they could be aiming for world domination. They could also be a part of the Illuminati if the Illuminati exists, and they could control the CIA, but we might never know. And I don't know if I'm okay with that, because like I said, I'm curious by nature, but for right now, I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to leave it there. They've also been mentioned in pop culture in things such as The Simpsons in season 28, episode titled The Caper Chase, as well as Leigh Bardugo's novel The Ninth House, which was released in 2019. And there you have it. A little more about this Yale secret society known as Skull and Bones. Have you known someone that was a part of this group, or have you even heard of them before? I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and tune in next week for a new Urban Legends episode where I take you to Japan. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to request a secret society's paranormal event, mythological monsters, or conspiracy theory episode, then please email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com, hit me up on Twitter at SpookyKnox, through my Facebook, Knox Productions, or through my website, which is linked in both my Facebook and Twitter profiles. I hope y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.